Let this lotus face of yours, Lord Damodar, framed by extremely dark, glossy, red-tinged hair and kissed repeatedly by the gopi, its lips red like a bimba, be visible in my mind. Enough with hundreds of thousands of other gains. So he wants to see the lotus feet of Lord Damodar framed by extremely dark, glossy, red-tinged hair. She is kissed repeatedly by the gopi. Its lips red like a bimba. Be that visible to the mind. In the verse beginning this, Idam, Satyavrata Muni declares, in this regard, I specifically wish to see your beautiful, supremely captivating face. He describes the unspeakable beauty and the like that is sometimes experienced in meditation with the following metaphor. Let your face, Mukha, which is waterborne, Ambujam, as a pond full of blooming lotuses, as the remover of all burning afflictions, the moon, as full as the nectar of supreme joy, remain perpetually visible in my mind. So, the first analogy is the lotus feet is Mukham Evambojam, that is born from the water. So Lord Krishna's face is like a lotus born from the water, Ambuja, and his locks of hair which are surrounding this lotus feet are comparable to bees swarming around a lotus. This is the metaphor. Three examples, three meanings are there for this word Ambuja, waterborne. One is always a little bit more esoteric than the other. Then the first example is that Krishna's Ambuja, waterborne face refers to a lotus, which is of course born in the water. The second interpretation is not nearly as common, but it is something of a convention in Sanskrit poetics. Ambuja refers to the moon, from which water is said to come. So the lotus, the moon is born out of water. It arises in the night over the ocean. So Lord Krishna's face is like this. And the third is most esoteric. Here it means the lotus, the face is something from which the supreme joy is born. Now what is this face like? It is framed by extremely dark hair they are most blackish, they are glossy, that means shiny, and red tinged. Very difficult to understand. Look, Krishna's hair has a little reddish tint to it. And in this way it looks, Krishna's face looks like a lotus surrounded by bumblebees. Aha! See, we can understand the bumblebees will reflect a little bit of the reddish lotus flower. So the hair reflect a little of the red from the bimba fruits, like lips, and also the eyes is a little red, and our Kanhaiyalal's appearance, he has a red turban and a red waist belt. Wow, so it's a little reddish there. So this face is kissed by the gopi Sri Yashoda or Sri Radha. The word repeatedly is also applied here, because it is repeatedly, not only once but many times, kissed by Mother Yashoda. Or else, according to the order of the text, it is only applied here and not in connection with the previous request for the Lord's face to be visible in the mind. So he wants not just the face, he wants to have the face which is repeatedly kissed. Because although your face is kissed repeatedly by that greatly fortunate gopi, let it be visible in my mind, even if just once. You know, this is a very special request. The face is so sweet that it's always kissed, but nevertheless, the devotee thinks, although I'm not such a good devotee, it would be nice if I can see it just once. Usually a face which is only with the mother or with the Radha is a very confidential face. It's not so easy to be seen. On Damodar's face are red like a bimba. The meaning of the phrase enough with hundreds of thousands of gains is as follows: therefore there is no purpose served even by other achievements numbering in the hundreds of thousands. This vision of your lotus face is in fact the all-inclusive goal. This is wonderful. This is so nice in bhakti, when the bhakta is able to concentrate his mind on the Lord, then he feels that with this one activity, there is no other need of anything else. He becomes exclusively fixed on Krishna. This is really the great boon of bhakti, that it does not leave any other need unfulfilled. Bhakta is just satisfied to look at the Lord's face, and he doesn't feel he has to work or to go somewhere or see different holy places. There's also a blessing in the chanting of the holy name. It says that Lord Krishna has implanted all the other benefits from other activities like sacrifices or bathing at sacred places or reading many shastras. Everything is included in that chanting of the holy name, so the devotee who somehow becomes fixed in the chanting of Lord Krishna's holy name feels he has no need to do for any other spiritual activity. It's a great relief. He doesn't need to go shopping any longer. He can just happily sit someplace and chant for his full satisfaction, not for Krishna's full satisfaction. And he also feels satisfied and no need to go here or there or experience this or that or know this and that. It seems that beyond the clouded consciousness of material life, there is a level above the clouds, namely Krishna consciousness. And once one has contacted it through any means, one is above the clouds, either by the holy name or here Satyavrata Muni wishes to only look at the face, at the darshan of the face, nothing else. In this way, and one is successful in one process of devotion service, one has reached the state above the cloud, and then one is united with Krishna in loving devotion, and one becomes one with the Lord in interest. It is said the devotee gets a spiritual body like the Lord's. This doesn't mean he becomes the Lord, but it means he also joins the Lord on the spiritual platform. A very wonderful blessing. So we will follow Satyavrata Muni. I heard this is a very, very ancient prayer. It's very, very, very old. And we will follow through his different ecstasies. For now, he wants to see the water-born face of the Lord, which has swarms of bees around him. Around it, which is reddish, which has hair reddishly tinted. The bees are considered very great devotees of Lord Krishna because they can follow Lord Krishna even into the very remote areas of the Vrindavan forest. They are always with him together, praising his glories. They never leave him, and in this way they resemble great devotees who can always find out the Lord no matter where he is. Krishna. So we will continue tomorrow trying to follow the bee of Satyavrata Muni's words and intelligence, which come very close to the beautiful lotus face of the Lord and describe everything. Must be, you know, and he's so much overwhelmed by always seeing within his mind this face was already there in the verse before. It is said that a devotee wishes to see the form of the Lord, and of the form of the Lord, his face is the most beautiful, and particularly his eyes are very, very beautiful, because they throw sidelong glances onto the devotee. But even more beautiful than his eyes are his lips, which smile. It's said when the devotee looks at the Lord, it's illusory energy, that smile of Maya, the smile of God upon him. But if he looks through the smile of Maya, he can see the beautiful smile of the Lord, which drives away all the misery of the devotee. So this is what Satyavrata Muni wants to see. Hare Krishna. Lord Damodar ki jai.